we doing our chance today?
Yeah, it
looks good. Yes, it also looks good.
It looks even better.
Okay, Rabbi Osai. Let's discuss some important matters. We're trying to find and save one of the beautiful svarim that we had for a minute and then it disappeared on us. It was this beautiful svarim called the Ayel Meshulash. And I want to share some of his wisdom. Okay. Let's take a look. We were discussing yesterday some of these important matters of let's take a look at both sides. Just for example, just to start off with the Mishnah Berurah, at the very end of Siman Shin Chaf Aleph. We've been here before, but it's worth seeing again. The last one. The last line. It says, Miyad Lepeh Shari Litei. The Eshar. Half La'oda Suda Shari. Source. Prima Garden. Sadi Tes Nisharatziya. The Evshir Ben Yanacher, Lohavi Kiborab Solos Meyoch. Meyridik. The fact that it's impossible any other way does not, because of that consideration, it's not considered Solos Meyoch. Oh, and therefore it is permissible. Look what he says here. Watch. I ain't sure because of Evshir. Let me say Evshir. Ain't a double mukhra, shikiagav the Mikri Evshir in Yanacher. Whoa, a new pshat. I thought the Evshir was a halachic statement. Maybe it's mutter because the Evshir in Yanacher is a heter. He's saying, no, a new pshat. The Evshir in Yanacher is certainly a heter. The question is this the Evshir in Yanacher or not the Evshir in Yanacher? That's not how I read it. How do you read it? Look inside. That's a different read. And indeed, this comes from what he calls the Hagran, that's I assume, which I'm missing Karelitz. Because the Chazanish, in fact, says that the reason why it's usher is because you can do it the other direction. I asked you, could you do that? You said no. But the Chazanish says it was a bigger tzaddik than all of us. He could hold onto the pit and pull the plum. So his nephew, from this, was saying, the pilpul over here is not, is there a heft of Yevshah? Is this Yevshah, or is it not Yevshah? That's how he says, trap. Wow. The Mishnah Berurah may say that even if it is Yevshah in theory, but it's not normal, it's crazy. You hold on to the pit, pull the plum. You'll be able to figure out how to do it. But that's not a normal way of doing things. That has a halachic status of the action. That could be the machlokes. That could be. Oh. Now, we discussed yesterday a very important matter. We're going to go skipping many pages over here. Where are we? Question of washing fruits under the force of the water. We had a long discussion about yesterday. Rechitz the beberes. Yeshi tiru lechos apri biyoro ladicho al yidei yezer haberes yaliyoch liyalte. Avi medibri achron in muchach she'osu gam biyofen zeh shechazanish osu. We thought that's what, because we're Americans. That Moshe is not there, it's many others are not there, but they're coming from Bnei Brak. They have a different approach to things. Therefore they say it's going to be osu. Take a look. Who said it's mutter? That's just Rav Moshe. Let's take a look. Rav Moshe, Tzosa Shulchan. He says, even though you're removing the bad from the good, it's no different than peeling. Yev Shem Yenachet, the same phrase, right? Derech Achila. Rav Yoshev says, Roy, to do it from Erev Shabbos, but if you didn't, it's mutter. Rav Yoshev, three Gedolei Olam. Okay? Not only that, you can put it under the water and start wiping it off with your hands, wiping off the dirt. Okay, fine. It's no better than klipas. But again, it's only li'alt. Fine, li'alt. But then he quotes on top over here that there are those who asir it, And based on Chazon Ish, also us, who said so? Why? Shriyas Karshinim B'mayim. Bore Psolos Meyochel. Shipas Karshinim. It's all the Mishnah of Kuf Mem. Psolos Meyochel. They don't compare it to a klipa. Why not? Why not? They agree that you're allowed to peel a vegetable, even if it's a peel which is inedible, for a banana. Peel a banana for immediate use. So why can't you rinse off the fruit? What's the difference? It's also a peel. That's a good question, right? So he wants to know what's the difference between one and the other. That's the question which he raises. What's the difference between one and the other? There's a whole series of possibilities. One, klipas v'garinim is chelik me'apri. Chavish Baruch made it that way. It's called derech achila, as opposed to external dirt. Two, klipa is normally removed b'shas achila, but removing the dirt is usually done long before. Three, the marshal, that's part of the, again, an organic connection. So the first and the third are more or less the same. More or less the same. Fine. Fine. Good. So this is a serious matter. A serious matter. So, halacha lemaisa, I think the meaning in America is to be maker. Maker. That's our meaning. Now, we went, originally we were talking in the original, way back. Way back. So I'm going back and forth. We have a little bit more confidence than yesterday. The question of the fly, the famous fly in the soup, which we spoke about it more than once already. Go back to that a little. See what he says about the fly in the soup. Sivuvim. Can't take it out because it's bore up solus. What do? Take out the fly with some soup. Chazon Ish says, no! Only zivuv echad shetzof b'mashke mutar lotzia b'matar mashke. Why? But what do we say pshat? We read it inside of Chazon Ish. It's not in Taropis. There's one fly floating in soup. It's not mixed with the rest of the soup. He had a whole love of Chazon Ish. What's the Taropis really? The soup that's between the wings of the fly is mixed in with the rest of the soup. So Taropis, is only a problem if you cut it at that point. If you take some of the soup with it, there's no problem whatsoever. This is the, right? So if there are many flies, harbe zuvim, b'ofen sha'ochrim, esamashka, they, I don't know what the word ochrim, they dirty, I guess, the entire soup is considered, disgusting right now. Oslot siyem b'cholofen, this is the famous chumra of the Chazon Ish. Oh. Shaila Rabosai, as a machlekes, what did the Chazon Ish mean? Machlekes between a son-in-law and a father-in-law. Not to stop people, watch the names of the people. Watch this. Famous Chazon Ish, we spoke about this already. Shemati from this is one of nephew. Chazon Ish, Matir, Lavdavka Shazvuv Tsof Lamala, Eluadin Shazvuv Shokea B'mashke, even if it sinks to the bottom. Ikra Chilaku Beit Zvuv Echad, or very few. Shena Ocher is Kola Minor, consider the entire drink to be disgusting because it is one fly. Lachain Kemish Shet Tsof Veniga Befnei Atzma, and Emurav. That's a one. And Tsof is Lavdavka. When Harbe Zvuvim, Can Kosev Li Hagrish Shlita? That's a Vayosh. You wrote him a letter. Omnam Chokhamech, I said, no. Chazon Ish is only when it's Tzof Lamala Pi Amayim. Zvuv Shokea is considered Tairovus and Kol Amayim. V'chein Kosev Hagrachak. Who's the Grachak? Come on, guys. Chaim Kanyevsky, the son-in-law. There's a Yosh's son-in-law. There's a machlok, there's a father-in-law, the son-in-law, Pshat Chazon Ish. Now, he's a nephew, Chazon Ish, of Chaim. So you think he might have a more inside track. But his cousin was also of Nissen. Didn't quite say that way. So then if Nissen, the answer like this. Evshar, yesh l'chalek b'in mashket tzolul, Ayinu shakuf, transparent. Water. Shebezah afilim zur shokeh ayinu ochel kol ha-mashkeh kemesh nigmeh v'nei atzav. Water. As opposed to an opaque red wine or black beer. Uy. Shebezah dafshah zvav tzof l'mal nigmeh v'nei atzav. As opposed to if it's in the bottom, you can't see it. That's an interesting distinction. There are three opinions. Either make the top only on top, even on the bottom all the time, or only even on the bottom if it is a clear liquid, but not if it is a solid liquid. It's fascinating stuff. All the fiyah chazanish, but that's a mainstream position. So now, Rabbi Osai, let's take a little bit more. Is it one fly versus, what if it's two? Two is already no good? Two is no good? That's the question. So right on top. I am the Cholof watches. Shamati me'agram. Aim is that klal kavua b'kama zvuvim mikri ochel. El adaber toli b'hagosha salev. The kli godol. U'mashkim harbe. Afil b'kama adayenu ochel. U'b'chlikon k'agadu mikri ochel. In other words, I have three flies. I have a small of a cup of three flies. Ah, the whole thing stinks. I have a humongous barrel. Huge. And three flies. It's a garnish. I pick one. It's like one fly. So the idea of relativity, ratio. That's what he suggests. I mean, of course, obviously, you can't give it hard and fast rules. And what will happen like this? He's on suffering. High base movement, there are many flies, but they were all floating on top. Suffer the mala. And then we go 1 inch down, it's all completely clear. Hi, Mochim is Kola Mashke. Oh no! Do Murav and Rakam Mashke is Svivom on the top. Take the whole top slice off. Says he like this. Depends on the Sharela from earlier. Those who say they had this Mishum Zvuv Echod, Eino Ocher, here we should answer it. Those who say it's Mut because it's a floating, here it's also floating. Wow. Here it's gone. The Kula is a Chumah, the Chumah is a Kula. If the issue there is floating, here it's floating, doesn't matter how many. If the issue is how many there are, it doesn't help it, it's flowing. This is all interesting stuff. Interesting stuff. Good. Let us continue in this beautiful Sefer a little bit more and see what he says. So a little bit of a different topic, but since we have the Sefer open, I'm afraid we'll lose it. We'll stick to the Sefer for the moment. We spoke, if you recall, about yesterday's shiur, pouring tea, right? Pouring tea when there are leaves in the tea. So we spoke about that. And we had a Mishnah Brura. Let's look at Mishnah Brura, both saying, Siv Koton Nun Vav. Siv Koton Nun Vav. An important Mishnah Brura. Open up, please. Shin Yotes, excuse me. I'm sorry, you didn't walk in. Shin Yotes. Sivkot Nunva. It says in the Shulchan Aruch, based on the Gemara. What does it say? The Ramo writes, Mutar lagbia hachoves al eze dover, de shikaleach mimenu hayayin heitev. What does that mean? Nunva? V'af al pi sheideze yored hayayin gami tok hashmarin. Some of the wine which was mixed into the dregs is also going to pour out. Eino choshev geborer. Why? Because man she'ena nitzotos maschil and leri menashvarim kemoshin is boyer. We learned earlier, Rabbi Osai, in the Shulchan Aruch. Let's read the Mechaber in Sifri Dal, which is based on the Gemara. Mutal aras benachas mikli lechaveru uvad sheizok sheyifsok akiluach maschil and leri nitzotos ktanos hanishofes ba'achrona b'toch apsoles yafsik. V'yanichim mimashmorim. Shem lo yasekein. Hani nitzotzos muchachi shuborim. That's a Gemara. So let's open the Gemara to see. Kuf Lamed Testament Beis. Open up, please. Let's always go back to the sources. Kuf Lamed Testament Beis. The last two lines. Rashi. Rashi, Shafu, Shekha, Galecha, the Tani Lash and Shiva Benacha, so Absol Snisha Bishuli Akli. Says in the bottom, no problem. Igan it so of Rashi, Katanas and his Shafu Slach Rod. So Absol, Shekhar, Bahana Muchim de Boru. Answers the Gemara, he tells the Rabbi Shachashiv is of Rashi. He doesn't care about this, he's a very well. Hey, the last line of Rashi. Hilkh Eno Makbul and it's also Kolka, Ukshemagiel and it's also Mashlechenum Salt on the Chutz. So he leaves it in the bottom. Great. So the question in the Ramah is, wait a minute. The Ramah's case, so the question is, wine is coming out? He says, no. Until the Nitzotzos come, it's no problem. The problem is only Nitzotzos. Anything before the Nitzotzos is no problem. Okay? Fine. It's an important Yisot. I just wanted to review it with you. Because this is a... something which is very, very important. Now we go back where we came from in discussing the Taz and the Prima Gunner, which goes back to the flies. I'm starting to go back and forth. Yes, sir.
Just curious, would this halakha about pouring things until the water, until the stream stops by like opening a can of tuna fish?
Yes, we can get to tuna fish. We have to get to tuna fish. It's one of the things on our agenda. I hope we get to it today. If not, did we speak about tuna fish yet? Tuna fish? Did we speak about
it? It was on the screen a second ago.
Tuna fish?
Yeah.
Oh, are they El Meshulash? No, I didn't pay attention to it. But I've gone back and forth, so they'll come back. I'm sure. Maybe just go back to that page. What page was that before? The one we were on before? Is that tuna fish?
I saw something about tuna fish.
Yeah. Let's be patient. If we don't come to it before Shabbos, we'll get to it. We spoke about ice cubes yesterday. I wouldn't get to last week, but I got to it yesterday. It was an icy day, what ice cubes. But let's go. Rabbi Osai, what the Taz... Oh, watch this. Let's go back one page and see the background for this. Watch. We saw that already, right? The Mishnah Berurah, who argues in him, Chazanish. Chazanish, no! It's only the Tarova she'ain a Gemura. As long as you're not slicing at that point, it's okay. If it's Tarova's Gemura, take a little bit extra Mach, that's no good. That's no good. Oh. But the question is, what's Pshat in this Mishnah Berurah? Where does it come from? Let's take a look at the original source. Okay, Rabosai. Shulchan Aruch. Mefarshei Shulchan Aruch. Prima Gadamet discusses this very question of what's the Pshat. Okay, we're going to see what the Prima Gadamer says in commenting on the issue of the Zvuvim. It's at the end. Oh. Hine mashma, the kol sheino bora legarme ochel mipsoles, and the meniach tzas ochel mipsoles, or tzas tzos mipsoles, yochel livro kol hayom binyan zeh. You've been here before. Do it all day. Even Tarovus Gemura gets Chazanish. Oh, the Borer to Grogus Chayef. Shloah Ochel Psolas Kim Grogus Ubor Hakol. That's the Yerushalmi. Remember the Yerushalmi? You can borrow Tarovus all day long and be Potter. And borrow one Grogus worth, which is completely clean, and you're Chayef. Then he says, V'yeshlom HaKol Sheshchi of Chatas, Oster HaKoponim Ben Rabbanu Kai Gavim. Whenever it's a chi of chatas, it would be a problem. What that means exactly? Chol hecha di boro hakol es chi of chatas. Oz kshemeniach miktsas lo gazrina. Kimo shofech mikli v'kli v'chadom. This is sister Torah. What is he driving at? When you're not chi of chatas, you're always chi of chatas. We are suggesting everything's less than grogos. Then it can't be chayav chalitz, but that's the rabbanim. Sometimes the chashi is the raisa. Rashi has a fayadal, maybe it's the rabbanim. Let's go back to where we came from and see what he says about all this, about this. Watch this. He explains, Ein zu tzuras breira chalukas atarovas upotir avalasa. He's saying over here, it's not mutter, it's potir avalasa. But there's some of fanash and mutter lechatchila. Where? Prima Gadim says the Taz. Okay. Prima Gadim is matter. What's that case if you're dalim? Why? Because if Yafrid needs sotos meh shmarim, kam ken ene olis derabonim. Why? Why is this an isa derabonim? He doesn't explain why. I'll just suggest why. Maybe he holds Rav Osai that there's a chiv of grogris. Again, it's too many chatishis rabbanim. Maybe he holds that the malach is in the psolis. You take away the psolis from the yochim. And the fly is less than the grogris. Zuvim, it says zuvim. Two flies is also less than the grogris. Why have three? And how big a fly is? How big is a big fly, small fly? And the grogris is like the size of a kazayas, big kazayas, small kazayas. I don't want to mention and delve into too carefully what is the official zvuv grogris ratio. But at least one or two would be less. Maybe that's the pshat. Maybe you need a grogris ochel, a grogris of psolos. You have less than that. And maybe Rabbi is saying the nitzotzos, the last nitzotzos, are also less than the grogris. Right? There's a few little drops. So you have a few drops left. Maybe that's the child in the Supreme God. That's why I showed it to you first. I don't know what it means. Maybe he's going to go with the cheshvim of no chadus and chadus is not a semenat Torah. And maybe the small amount of drops and the small amount of flies and you need shigros in both the ochum and the psolus, maybe. That's just a suggestion. It's a suggestion. I'm not sure if that's the real pshat. I don't know. If you have a better pshat in the Prima Gadim, let me know. Let me know. I don't know. So he has the kash over here. Temeli tuvo. Harim zvuv. V'chei b'shamenes v'cholof. Cream and milk. Im yivro legarmi. Yesh mochi evchatos. Love at Shayna Borah Lagami Mutlachatchila. That's his great kasha. So I gave a suggested an answer by the Zvuv, less than the Grogers. When it comes to the Shemenes and the Cholov, where the Pasha, that doesn't end, that wouldn't apply, because it's not a real Terus. Maybe the prerequisite of the Prima Gadim, that there's no Chi of Chalat again, I'm assuming that maybe he means it's less than the Shir, only by Terus Gemur. But Shemenes and Cholov, which is only Terus and Lachavah Go, then that's the hetter, the same hetter the Chazon Ish gave. So maybe that's a possible hetter. Possible hetter. Fine. Now. Achronim cholkom hazeh. Som shekol shabor ochel. Afo pish lo gomo levaro. Vadayin ochel mehurim mehapsoles. Chayav chatos. Whoa. Who says that? Chazon Ish mishtabura. Explain the Zvuv in a different way. They don't give the Prima Gadim pshat. They give a different pshat. What's the different pshat they give? Either it's not a Terovis klal, that's the Chazon Ish, or it's not Tzuras Borer, as we said earlier, whatever that means. I will love me Tam with the Prima Gadim, they don't have from the Gamrei. And the Eglei Tal says this way, the Shevet Levi says this way. The Borer Ochel Kshir Grogos Chayev, Afal Pisha Adayin Ishman Ochel Shemuruv, Bab Solis. Because you cleansed and selected and purified a full kagrowis root. Who cares what's left behind? Who cares what's left behind? That's what he says. Who said it's not Suras Bore? Where'd that come from? That lashon is found in the Bir Halacha. Take a look. Shin Yutes Siv Dalet. Take a look. Haborer. What does he say? Elim ke nishko kam ksas mashke, right? You throw out a little bit of the mashke, and the lashon of the biolocha in explaining this is it's ein derech brera bekach. It's not considered. That's not a tsuras borer. It's the lashon that he uses. Okay. In any event, Rav Osai, this is a very important yisod. It's an important yisod. Okay. Let's go on. A little bit further in back to our Orchel Shabbos, as we did. I'm going sefer by sefer because in case we lose one, we have to be lost two. We had two casualties in the middle of the shiur. There was a war in hand. So we have to be very careful how we proceed. I want to thank Dovi for helping us out. I'm going over here and see if we get this. Okay, let's try. Watch this. Let's read together. This happened to me. It happened to me in Shabbos. This case happened to me. Hoyes on the front of the Terovah shall ochel of solos. O shnei mini ochel shu munyim becha meyem. The nutel of the Terovah shall ochel of yodah of solos o amin shayna munyim bo. Yesh was the ofanim shonim. Rei behara. Oh, you give out. Ofanim shonim. We're in trouble, right? What are the ofanim shonim? Let's read together. Mikwe zachoma meh mikwe shabisit shu lefanim. The kan mayri she'odam yodea merosh is the fun of tarobos. V'chein yesh mokom lochish tfei shem em also b'yoda ha'psoles nimsa shebir ha'psoles min ochel. But the difference of fun. Ofen she's bone and mitchila v'ma she'omad li tol b'yoda. V'savah she'o ochel shem unyin bo. That's what happened to me. It was Friday night. So on the dessert. It was Shabbos. The dessert, my wife put out a plate of nuts. Almonds, it had walnuts, both of which I am fond of. But it also had raisins, which I'm not fond of. Or something like that, some kind of raisin-y thing, which is what exactly it was. Put my hand in to get only the nuts. It was easy, no problem, I could find them. But my hand was not as good as my eye, or my eye was not as good as my hand. I ended up taking some, which was a raisin, not a nut. It happened to me. In this case. Do I have to put down a Mechayev Chatos or something like that and write down like a Mishmo, write down a Eribon and Mikdash? No! Because I didn't do anything wrong. Ein was a Yisr. Shein etolah amanas lo'ochlo. I took what I planned to eat it right away. V'chal natil azu shem shal derach achila. Av shal b'sof nimtza shenotel le'yodop sola. So the wrong mint. So this place is this is mutter. This is mutter. Baruch Hashem. I wasn't over any averis. But mamash happened to me. This happened to me this past Shabbos. Min Shemayim. I could have put my hand in the wrong place to be able to tell you the story so you won't forget it. If it wouldn't happen to me, it wouldn't be personalized. Okay? Fine. That's what he says. Fine. What happens? Lo is bone and bitchila mano tell the other. Just puts his hand in. Nota mikol ha'bol liyad, mitoch kavona shem yimotze ochel yachlenu, yimotze psolus yizrukenu. Yidech lakal achronim. Sfasemes is b'pshita same as a yisra. I'm a gerachos of Rebosa. I'm hoping the sfasemes. We learned that Bora, this goes back to our original Chakira. Yoruch HaShulchan, right? Or the, especially we saw even earlier, in earlier sources. The fashbesh, you're looking, you're selecting, you're searching. That's what Bora means. Here, you close your eyes, you put your hand in. How can I be boring? My eyes are closed. How can I be mafashim? My eyes are literally closed. I don't have to close them, but they're as if they're closed. I'm not even looking. Put my hand in, whatever I get, I get. If it's good, good. If it's bad, bad. That's what he says. However, the Shvi'is HaShabbos, called Seim HaZachronos, or Ashabua, because it's Asur. And so the Maram Banet, Maganav, seems to say it's Asur. He doesn't understand this Vasemis. Lamalo Yechashem Boreh Psolus Menachem, Shemazin Shalos Abiyad Psolus, Vyesh Lomar. Watch what he says. My Vart, I'm sure. His feeling. The Kaman Shahadim Osuk Bachila. Ika Kavanoso Lechola Samin Shemunyan Bo. And the Balahoti Psolus Menatarovas Takanas Ochem. Hashvila the Masegadera Chachila. The Ika Ritsono Lechola Smashin Otul Yodo. Elishim in a royal Achilo Yachleno. He's not saying my Vart. Whatever. Sharachronim svorim, the mikomakom kevan shiodea merosh shesh efsharut she taleb yodo psolos she nechel betzad ad kama she also yodo psolos is considered bor psolos miochel. Wow, and he thinks that the shleim zalman is make on the shiloh. So far, both sides. He doesn't say my svara, but I want to say my svara. Okay, this is not. I wish it would have said my story. Okay, but now comes the most incredible thing. Watch this. Yusuf Shabbat says, Im dato lahach simas apsolus tokatarobis, ambidis abrere. I close my eyes, take something out. If it's good, I'll eat it. If it's bad, I'll put it back. Boom! No, not so fast. If it's good, I'll eat it. If it's bad, I'll put it to the side. That's boring. If I'll put it back into the mixture, then it's not boring. Fretnam Shloim Zalman, lo mistabesh ha'akzoras ha'psolus and koma to takin the mafreyas yisra abreira. How can that be? How's that possible? It's such a difficult concept. How can it possibly be? Rabbeinu Shel Olam, what's going on? How can it be? So what does he say? Look what he says. Nchon here tamas shlo shvista shabbosu. The benina didan. Kevin shenot lo hametchila mikol haboliyad. L'chein lo teichoshem netilos ol demaisa bereiro. Elam hoysa datam etchila shem timotze psolos yanichene bitzad. The mezar minon ta kol nechshav kemaisa echa shol bereiro. Aber betchila koma bedata. Shem timotze psolos yachzer alam koma. Not that when I put it back, it's going to remove the yisra retroactively. No! That was just to begin with. When I took it out, I had in mind to put it right back if it's bad. You can't call it a ma'aseh b'reira. Because it'll be just as much psolus before, after as it was before. That's a very good vort. That's a very, very good vort. Good. Watch this now. U'b'ofen sh'rov atarovas u'psolus. Even the Ger Rebbe would say it's us. Why? Our Rebbe is a Chassidim always optimist. Right? Our Rebbe is a big optimist. But if the majority of what's in there is psolus, I'm going to pull out the ochlo. What are you? You define the odds. You can't do the odds, the actuary say, likely to pull out psalas. What do you mean you can think of pull out? Maybe if you're Hasidic Rebbe himself, he can pull out the ochel alone. The Rebbe took mafsa. But for the average Jew, puts his hand in the most of his psalas, then he's pulling out psalas. To be often, because that kosher tvei litan the maaseh of shem shal tzterach achila, shere yodea hu shemin astam, lo yal ben ochel. He can intilas the amenas la diechas of psalas, tzara, she wants us ochel. Im kein, b'chol mikra shalosu b'yodah psalas, yichasak, yeah, omnom, don't give up yet, Rabosai. Don't give up yet. Watch this. The safe Ayal Meshulish. Look at this. Ayal Meshulish. Rav Yoshev, Rav Karelitz, a Megil. And why? Shub the etzem achipus amanas lagia la ochel shemunyan bo, nechshav kederach achila v'shimush. And Shmuel Orbach says, ain't the melechas tikkun. That's if you put it right back. Not if you put it to the side. Oh, maybe I'm not. Maybe not. But the machlokes is gedolei haposkim on this very case. Fascinating. So now, Rabosai, we have a. Watch this. Kora osal shemunachem beheb tapuzim v'tapuchim. In my opinion, that's not a tarobus at all. Apples and oranges are too big. Let's see how the expression in English. This is apples and oranges. Like the two different things, you can tell one from the other in a second. But okay, what does it depend upon? That Yerushalmi, Rimonim, is it Binichusa or the Bitmia? Right? Rimonim also very big. Right? Okay. And the Mesudarim Komin Mifnei Atzma. Atapuzim Mishichva Tachtonim Atapucham Ayalem. Apples are on top of the oranges in a big fruit basket. Umunyan Lito Atapuzim, he wants the oranges. Mutter la hoster as a tapuchim shall the malo, amanas to shuha la gila tapuzim shetachtem, ein was a isaborim. Okay? Gewaldic. Okay? Keep that in mind. Now what about coats? Right? They're coats. You can take out the upper coat to get rid of to your coat which is on the bottom. We saw this in the Mishnah Berurah. Said all this. But what happens in the following case? Not on top and on bottom. The one big mishmash. Rei ha'ora. What's the ha'ora say? Often when there's shemilim munachem b'tarobas, when shemunachem agar v'shulchan, you should put on the bed, right? or tzvifus, tarovus mamish. Lo nemru ha'teresh lo bi'alach ha'shuv v'er l'kodemus. K'nein hetel l'stag mi'ilim el yodam mitoch ha'arev k'nei shiuch ha'lecha b'sach ha'mil shalom. Only way is to do it. Rak ba'ofen shekol ha'mil nisharim v'tarovus. K'on she'ein ha'mistag of the gabi rak meizim v'osu l'tzdadim. Then it's put on the Chabas Achamilo, as we said earlier, we said this once before, Rabosai. Don't take the coat and take them away from the pile. Just fish around until you find the coat. Fish, until you find the right one. That's going to be permissible. Okay? That's important. That's going to be permissible. Okay? Good. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. Now, what about just closing your eyes, taking a coat? Mine or not mine? What about that? ובאופן שאינו מייסטאק עשי נוער המשל גדל מילה שתחת אלא כמה מילה אלן הוא בכלל הסופק שמז המילה everything is a sof ונות למה את הרובס מכל הבא לידו take every coat is it mine? No yes, no must live up in זה המילה שלו look at קוף מהמבייס and it's like the ציר השלישי whoa קוף מהמבייס was the ציר השלישי who remembers Sira Shlishi? Gimel. Rova Tarovis, right? So he wants to say it's Asa, but Rabbi Yashiv and Amashulish and Amnissen and Rav Shmuel, all that's mutter. Very good. You take a coat, if it's mine, you take it and I put it back. Because your eager purpose is to get to your coat. Okay, it's very important to go through these cases because these things happen in real life. Happens in real life. That's the reality. I would like to show you, Rabbi Osai, an egg lay tal. The words of the egg lay tal are so fascinating. How do I get egg lay tal? It's on the responsa? I forgot. Yes?
I don't know
if
it's on the
responsa,
but it's on
myself. It's on myself. Can you give me egg lay tal if you don't mind? I just want to show it to you inside. This is not the secondary source. I want to show it to you inside. He gives a comparison, which is mind-boggling. Something which we spoke about a long, long time ago, very briefly. We didn't go into it. Where are you?
No, it's coming.
Oh, for Shabbos,
yeah. No.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, good. Thank you so much. It's a good day, Rabosai. So far, the computer is shining its favor on us. Okay. Pages. Who remembers Egg Lay from last time? 200? I don't know what it was. No idea. Okay, we went a little too far. 150 it was? Thank you. Five. Thank you. Bora, oh, we're in Bora. This is Vav. They're different. We have to be careful. While we're looking for something, Sivkotin and Osios. Dalit, I want Sivkotin Vav. Vav. Chemuta lahotzi bekaf. As a zvuv, shemisoch hamashke, imat hamashke, nishot hamashke le'alte. Where does it come from? It goes to various sources, right? This is the Taz. Take it out with a little. Watch this. Vitzel rabbi siddish ilchus rabbis l'shabbos alter rebbe. Lo lismoch al heter ano lo tipsos b'kaf hamashke yachad. Chashash chiyav chatos eski lechatz v'shol. I showed you this once before. Against the Alter Rebbe. Now, watch this. The Nira Poshet. This one little paragraph. The Heter Ataz Eino Rak Emrotz Alecho Le'Alter. The Bezeh Ein Yisra Bebreiras Ochel Rak Bebreiras Psolas. The Kevin Shah Psolas Eino Mizbarer Shuim Ad Mashke Mutter Abel Haniach Li'ach Azman Osur. Shreya Ochal Anishar Mizbarer. Watch this amazing word. Who cares? He just said before, if you take away Ochal with Psolas, you didn't do anything wrong. You did nothing wrong. Who cares if you eat the soup now, eat the soup in an hour? Who cares? Look what he says, amazing. V'av she'ein osebo maaseh. He didn't do anything wrong. How can it be Osir on Shabbos? Halochok tokes. Gamkein mechuyiv Shabbos. Shem demach shafto leksiva. Whoa. It's amazing about Machlokas, the Ran and the Rashi, but see, we didn't speak about it too much. Chok Tolas, you know what Chok Tolas means? You chisel around something and you leave a letter. It's not called Ksiva. In the Sefer Torah, it's possible. It's filled with possible. Are you Chayav and Shabbos? Machlokas between the Ran and the Rashi. He assumes it's Osir, it's Chayav. And he has an amazing extrapolation. Shabbos is result-oriented. Result-oriented. If the result is a letter, even though you got around, even though you didn't do anything on the letter, you just cut out around it, chayav. If the result is clean soup, even if what you did cannot be characterized as a mice iser, you chayav anyway. This is amazing. Just tucked away in the middle of nowhere. It's a little paragraph in the middle of nowhere. It's an amazing line. I had to show it to you inside. I wouldn't believe it otherwise. Unbelievable. Chiddush Nifl. I want to show it to you inside. I don't want you to think I'm crazy. That's what he said. Right, we'll come to this again a few times later on. But I wanted to show it to you inside. Once we're here, I want to show you two more things in the Eglay Tal. Once we're in the Sefer, I'm afraid to... Uh-oh. A little bit more, a little bit more. Say a prayer. One more. Oh. In Sif Katan Yud Zayin is the following statement. Yushalmi Issa, we mentioned a minute ago. Ego mi go igolim, rimonim mito rimonim, chai vishamborim. Vafurish, d'gam emin echad shah grerim. He assumes that it's what we call benichusa. Benichusa. Tzorach lomar, that poskim sfilu, came in the Gemara di Dan, lohuskarak shnei minin, and nonetheless, emin echad. So machlokas, vari Gemara di Dan, polagai Yushalmi. Hear what's going on? So Machlokas Bavin Yerushalmi is if that was a true one, the Ramon is making true one Sadesh. It's against the Mefurashi Yerushalmi. He said, Aruch HaShem started laughing. It's pit me up. He said, no, it's Benichus. So Machlokas Bavin Yerushalmi. You pass it to Bavin. Oh. Hachi Nichol Yashay Pirish Rambam. What did Rambam say? Kedivah Sierik who bore all of Mupash. For Ramban, don't trust the Ramban. We don't have a Ramban. Look at the Ramban. Yeah, the Ran that quotes this as well. The Ran, Rabosai, can be found on page Kuf Yud Ches in our print. Or the old print, then Beis and Beis, I believe. Take a look. I want to show it to you inside. We're starting the sixth or seventh narrow line on the right side. Knivas Yerek, Pirish Rashi's out. Knivas Yerek, Kaimel Hosir, Olan and Haroim. Yeah, below the hero. The Bechagav, the Boreru. Yerushalmi says that Knivas Yerek means Hadachas Yerek, rinsing it off, implying that taking away the bad ones will be prohibited. It's enough for Yerushalmi against Rashi. What he says, the Helig Aglita Charifis. With Yimashka Safti, therefore, Kniva can only be that a Kniva which is bore all of the would be also, even though it's min echad. Rakhadocha biyama mutter. If you can borrow the dan, the min echad or shayab brera, shabab mutter the bore all of the pushing, shirun achiliat chak, tohavi ala isin the rabbonon, yom kibbet the makil. There's one min, roaliat chak. It's a harifah, Shabbosah. I'm not saying it's necessarily the case. It's very sharp. This is what the Eglay Tal is saying, a chidush nifle v'nur. Okay. Now I'm going to get to a few more matters, Shabbosah, which I want to talk to you about. One of them is the Sefer Ayel Meshulash again. We're back to him as soon as we can get him. Let's go nice and slow. Shematzmid es michse hasir lesir, umashir pesach atzar lesinan. All the time, you take the cover of the pot, put it near the wall of the pot, and you let things flow out from the little hole between. Masanet dagas the marbu meitrios, as I wrote in the atam shel osibo, hareiz a kibora bekli bios. He says it's awesome. It's awesome. Bora bekli. Oh, is we? Is Tuna's coming in? Watch this. I told you we get the tuna, yeah? Watch. Go slow. What's Rabbi Isha? Rabbi Yoshiv? Here we go. Kayotze bo matzmin michse kufsas hashimurim. That's a can. The kufsa. You take the cover and you put it on top of the contents. Umisanein derech hastak hatzar es hamashin sheba kufsa. Which means the oas hashem hashem is sardinim. Excuse me, I apologize. It's not tuna, it's sardine. So you don't take offense. Sardines, the same exact thing as tuna. They pack them in liquid, right? You hold the top up, you squeeze the liquids out. Kibor b'kli, hey. Ubalav ochi yosser, even without that, why? Sharei bora psolis. Take the psolis mitoch ha'ochel. Wow. That's what he says, psolis ha'ochel. Now, I'm wondering, is there a possibility if I care? You take the ochel mitoch ha'psolis? You take the tuna, sardines, maybe. You take the sardines out, that you can't take, sardines. But tuna? How do you take the tuna out of the oil?
Just take a fork.
The oil will stay behind? Yeah, well.
Probably most of it.
There's two kinds of tuna, right? There's tuna that comes in one block, and tuna comes in small pieces. It's the difference. The block you pull out by the pieces. I don't know. It's an interesting hell. Just wanted to show you this. You saw the word tuna, you see? Oh, you saw this.
Tuna.
I'm not sure what page it was on. Okay, we found sardines. Close enough. Omnam. Shemats mid yodola kliolakos. Your hand. Umashir pesach salasinun. Whereas the nechshel devorah biyodo. Umutter. If you put your hand there, it's considered to be mutter abosai. Avo. Also the son and mashke benetz beosov. Fishazen nechshel kishimish bikli. Rabosai, Kodesh Baruch Hu gave you five fingers. You put things in and the sauce stinks from between your fingers, that's called the kli. It's a God-given kli, it's part of your hand. You know what I'm saying? The hand means something like this. A sieve is a kli, you have a natural sieve between your four fingers. That's really right. That's what he says. Interesting. Where do you get it from? Who said so? The greatest rabbi from yesterday. The Gadol Hador, Rabbi Poshut. I think we had him in three Sroma in 2 days. Am I correct? I think two different Sroma yesterday. So this rabbi has Yori, Yodin, Yodin. And Rabbi Poshut is Meridik. He's the ultimate authority in Allah. Okay. So this Poshut, not to me that Poshut. It's part of my head. I'm not saying it's wrong. It's a fire. Do we have these things, Rabbi Osai? I don't know if we have these things. Kash the Shtia. Which means a straw that we do have. But this, Shiesh betachtiso ken misnenis. You have a straw, on the bottom is some kind of a strand, on the bottom of the straw. You ever see such a thing? Must be an Israeli invention.
It says South America.
Oh, South America?
That's what the guy says. Shoitin Bobar, Drum America.
Drum America, Who's ever been in South America? You ever see it?
Yeah.
Oh, see? There you go. We're a bunch of elitist North Americans that we are. We don't know about this. But in South America, which a lot of people live in there, probably they have it. Esatem ha-mata. Mata. That's a kind of tea. Shumura ba'olim. Yesh mitzadim lahat l'shtos v'chli anal. Yesh osu v'choshem chi v'chatas. So you raise shemayim, just stay away from it. But don't protest those who do. What's the shayla? I know the shayla. Before I look, I know what the shayla is. Look in Shin Yates. Sift has ayin. That's going to be the shayla. I mean, it has to be. It's a no-brainer. We saw it a few times. Mayim sheshem toloim mutlish tosan ayidem mapa b'shabbos. Toshach boro v'shame ala b'tetakana onion konam achilo shtiyah. Ala b'shash shtiyah makam b'sapsola shal ikonis don piv ain't a men melach u'mutter. The shayla is going to be that only if there's the strain is on top of the straw, if it's on the bottom of the straw. On top of the straw is no problem. That's the Rambam. That's going to be the Shaila. I'm sure what it is. Let's take a look. Let's see what's on the bottom. Oh, they say it's like Shinu Tesef Tezai. Boch Shekivanti. Boch Shekivanti. He needed that. B'shas Shtia. It's the bottom of the straw. Who cares? It's all the same thing. and they got a raya from the previous garden. Shas, he brought a raya from here to be shas achila lo shayach borer. Previous garden derived from this to take out this pits from the fruits. Here too, Rabosai. It's shas achila. Mamish. I'll just say no. Osir. It's clear miyuchad lebrera. And why? Here, it's mamish clear miyuchad lebrera. I thought the reason is because it's further down. Rav Yashiv said it's osir. Oh, here we go. Boch shekivant to Rav Yashiv. Shemiyad nivra amash gulatok piv. Immediately. Mashenge b'klizeh. Shenivra b'tachtis akli. And the show said, ad shemagia lepiv. How fast are you pulling up? How big is the straw? Takes a couple of seconds, no? Until it goes up. So Rav Yashiv thinks it's also for that reason, Rav Osai. Fascinating. Fascinating. So you think Rav Yashiv is a machmir? Watch this cool. You should never view our gedolim as just, you know, easy. They all have the cheshbonos. Watch this. This is very relevant. A salt shaker. Some put rice in it. By a show of hands, who has rice in their salt shakers? Not too many guys. I think Eric Shaw is more common because there's more humidity there, I think. It gets good. What's the thing? Some say it's awesome. Why? Because the salt comes out and the rice stays in. Goes through tiny little holes. At first glance, I would say it's also for sure. Who, it's Bekli. Who says it's also? Kufres? Who says Kufres? Ramosha, Kavald. They caught the name of Shlomo Zalman? Whoa, not so fast. Harbe Cholkim. Who Cholkim? Rabbi Yosha wrote in. Why? Ein zek klishel breira. The haray. Hanakovim miyuadim lo tzoas hamelech b'tzura nocha. Not to get rid of the rice. The best proof is, except for two chevra, everyone else has the exact same salt shaker with no rice inside. See, the main purpose is to get the salt out. Meridik. And watch this. Rav Nissen holds that way. Oz Nibru, Shalom Yehuda from El Yoshev, Upashit, only the altar, okay. And then he says, watch. No, this is nothing. The question is, how does this relate to what we discussed yesterday with the spout for the tea sets? This seems to be better than those cases. Why? Because in the tea sets, where there was a spout which had a strainer, or the slatted spoon, which we spoke about yesterday, there, some will say, the main purpose of this particular kli this part of the kli is to do a borer. But here, even those holes themselves, the main point of those small holes is the salt should come out, you know, slowly. So it's a much better heter, much better heter. Let's not forget of Shlomo Zalman's kula of immediate use. Remember, that's what Shlomo Zalman is. We had that in Shmir Shabbos. I want to start with it now. We had it a few times. If it's immediate use, it's not considered to be a fine. The next page is very important. Most sinks have a kind of a strainer by the drain. Right? Every single sink has one of those things. You got mutter also. Mutter, you know why? It's PMP. Solas betop solas. Everything's garbage. Why should that be considered boring? It's all garbage. Shame in Yochum's welcome. Shame in solas. It's all garbage. Some bigger garbage, you don't want to go down the strain, some smaller garbage. So that's considered to be permissible. You're not trying to separate one from the other. You guys are about explaining why. Solas be solas. It's going all out. No ticking at all. Of the Yashir, of Nissen. Another reason. He's not trying to do Gorer. Lack of absolus, I guess, shall you still have pessimized yes and mine? And Rav Moshe's maker, Lana Shaila, and many of them. Thank God the whole world is maker. Baruch Hashem, should have problems. Rabosai, let's take a look in the Gemara Kuf Lamed Testament Beis again. We were there before. I was asked to Shaila more than once. I don't like to give a heter on it, but I have to be honest. If the lecture, I have to be honest. I can't hide behind false facts. Says the Hailey Gemara on Kuf Lamed Test, right after the mission. Omar Ziri. Everyone see? Omar Ziri. No saying Odom Yayin Solu Umayim Tzululin The Socha Meshameres B'Shabbos Bein HaChoshesh. What does that mean? You're pouring clear wine, clear water, into a Meshameres. No problem. No problem. That should be a Dove of Pashen. What could possibly be wrong? If it's clear, what could possibly be wrong? It seems to be a Dove of Pashen. There's no problem whatsoever. Look at the Mishnah earlier. It goes beyond that. Nosnin, the first line of the Mishnah. Nosnin mayam agave shmorim b'shul sheitzol. You put water and pour them over the dregs of wine. Read Rashi. Nos, the first one line. Nosnin mayam b'shabas agave shmorim hanesunin b'mishmeres b'bod yom. They sheitzol. Sheitzlulin lozubas ayayim b'meh kamachim shekoron yinch. What does that mean? The water will take out the flavor of the wine, and it will not take out the dregs. We're going to be left behind in the Mesanenes. This is a Chiddush Nifla. Chiddush Nifla. Shulchan Aruch quotes it. Rabbi Osai, Shin Yotes Siftes. Please take a look. Shin Yotes Siftes. Mishameres. Os Lichin Bashmarim. Avlam Nosin Bashmarim Erev Shabbos. Mutal Yitain Aleyam Kadei Shiyach Zut Slulim Lazum. Mishnah Brul Amit Gimel. Rots Alamim. Sheyu at shmarim tzlulim v'amayim yozuv v'mehem imiksas v'nayayin shenishabalu abo. It's a chiddush nifla. V'atam she'ein v'nesinas mayim v'shembore shamayim shunosim tzlulim hein v'ein ben dabar shetzorak levar mehem. It's a chiddush nifla anyway. Because what's it doing, this water? The water is clean, all right, but the water is separating the flavorful part of the wine that's mixed in with the shmarim and the Shemarim themselves. To me, it's still a Chiddush Nifla. Why do I say this is relevant, Rabbi Osai? I have to be honest with you. People ask me to Shaila on Shabbos about coffee. Coffee is a religion in this country. I think it's an Avodah Zarah. I'm against it. But it's a religion. There's no question. Coffee is a religion. You can't move without coffee. And there's so many different kinds of coffee. Hayame coffee. I got to tell you about coffee. May I make coffee on Shabbos? Coffee on Shabbos? Well, it's pre-cooked. Is that true? I think it's obviously pre-cooked. And I'll pour water over it, and it'll come out fresh, geschmack, as a rock. It'll be terrific. It'll be unbelievable. So we can say, oh, but it's a borah problem. They know it's a borah problem. But they're saying now, don't tell them. It's not a borah problem. Shh. Keep it between us. It's not a borah problem. Because that's exactly our Mishnah. What's it between coffee and the wine, the shmar of the wine? Sounds offhand that, strictly speaking, it should be permissible. So it sounds like. So it sounds like. Sounds like. To me, it's a chiddush. It's a chiddush. It really is a problem to me. Why should it be? Why should it be permissible? Let's take a look. We had the Mishnah Zohar before. Where was Mishnah Zohar? Where was it? It was here. So will I get it, or I won't get it anymore? I lost it. Am I getting it still? Oh, I got it. So in the middle of this, Mishnah sells off, is bothered by this. Watch this. Mishnah. Ma'alaka b'shmar shesol, pira shibar tenura, sheyozov yena, mashma, sheyesh b'shmarim yayim, v'yev shalozov machashim ovim b'yoser, no sen mayim b'yozuvu amayim b'yayim, v'koshe, t'ave gorem laborer, gorem laborer. You want to call it a gorem? All right, but it's a kind of a gorem which should be presumed asurman Shabbos. What? I can't argue with the Mishnah. But it's difficult. 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 I don't know. Sounds like it's mutter, but for a reason which it's not me is asking the question. It's the prima donna, yes?
Rav Asher Weiss and Ashir and Tina said
to me. So it's mutter. I can't. He's calling a Mishnah. All right? I don't like it. I'm not I don't like a Mishnah. I don't like the coffee problem, I don't like the cooking problem, I don't like. But the Levush is a different pshat for this reason. Solus vip solus. The kid's an immigrant, he doesn't, he ends up with a tzarachian on this Mishnah. He wants to reformat the Mishnah in a different case. So I'm not saying the Prima Gaon is correct, but it is a bit of a problem. It is a bit of a problem. Why should this be permissible? We'll see soon how this goes. Take a look at both sides in the Mishnah Berurah again. Where we left off. Lamed Gimel. Mutal litin b'shabes mayim agabe shmorim shenishu b'chavis. The kolten of mayim tam ayayim. U'motzin osa b'shabes v'shosn osa. You have dregs in the bottom of the barrel. You pour in water. That water becomes wine flavored. And you pour it out. And you pour it out. Wow. You pour it out. Pour it out. Chidush in the floor. For Rav Osai, let me show you another important line, which we spoke about already once before, but I want to show it to you again, and it's all related to the same idea. Same idea. Mm-hmm. Take a look at the Sif Yud Gimel, which is also based on the same Gemara. Kli shemaren bo yayim me'achavis, bo yiten bepiv kashin uksamen b'chosko, she'en lechum v'sanenes gedol amizu. Okay? Good? So what will happen? Let me just show you the original from Chazanish. We have Chazanish we can get? Where do we get Chazanish? Is that?
Yeah.
Here again? It's a good day. I will say yes, it was a tough day. It's a good day. Why? I don't understand the difference. Shkocha Protus. Thanks. This is page numbers, or has it worked?
Not sure. When it comes up. Oh. I can get it on Hebrew books.
I gave an iron heart. If there's a good day, next thing you know. People pour hot water onto coffee.
Through a filter.
And the coffee's in a strainer or filter or something. And then the coffee's pre-cooked. The water's pre-cooked. They have this delicious fresh coffee. And it's evidence around, but it's a horror problem. Because when the water hits the coffee, you don't want to drink the grain. You want the grain to stay on top. You want only the water to go through.
Be a tzvi. Is it a tzvi'ah problem?
It's not tzvi'ah.
It's fancy of both, then.
Right. The whole world thinks it's Bora, and I'm afraid to tell them that they're wrong. I'm not in favor of the whole enterprise. How do you get pages, though? Where are the pages?
It's on top.
Oh, pick a page? So how do I?
Yeah, click that.
Here? Click here?
Yeah.
All right. What page is going to be? 100? 200? I have no idea what page it is. Say 200. Airman, I went much too far. Maybe not. How do I get back?
The same place.
Where was that? Here?
On top. No. There.
Yeah. This?
Yeah.
I want to get to. Let's try one. Close. You just go straight back. You can't do that either.
You can go previous.
Nah, it's not worth it. This here?
Yeah.
10 pages back. Try this. All right. One, two, four. Can't do it. Okay, let's go. Try this. Oh! Then base. Go next. 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 Hey, yes, the base is getting long. Then give them. So Rabbi said the Chazanish discusses as follows. Next. Here we are. Watch this. The boss said, look together. Mina omo nilmat. Ba'alei teish in yisar shal yisana kol atei mina olim. Hayna nami mishum shamayim asmuchim leho olim. Chashivim u'ravim. Aval amayim at sofen al play olim. Lo chashivim u'ravim. That's what's called tarobas v'mokha mago. The thing on the top is not considered a tarobas at all. Well, if he's there, im nechru ha'olim besoch amayim adei. The word? Tenua chazaka. Let's say, for example, someone moved the pot, and now the tea leaves are all over the place. There's not something about it. At that moment in time, you would not be allowed to pour off the liquid, because you're pouring off the liquid from the, which is completely mixed in with all the leaves. Ain laras b'shoahi, hachiyachzu v'yitzalalu, until it sinks to the bottom, then you can pour off the top. Umiyu efshar, kevan shen kan shimush b'kvara mamish, afshi yesh b'pnim, k'neged chot mashal kli, k'en reshes liakev ha'olim, mikom v'gomesh lomar, to have a racket in prayer beyond the mutter should not look with up so let's say that on the bad achilles different chadanish this strainer that's attached to what he calls the nose of the clay which we call the spout is not made primarily to keep out the tea leaves. Why not? I thought it is made. Maybe he views the entire clay as one big unit. And if there were no tea leaves, he'd still have a spout. Even though that particular strainer is there, it's not made specifically. It's hard to discuss. We spoke about this earlier today and Shiur yesterday. This is we never saw it inside until now. Let's explain exactly why. Why? There's a strainer. There's not much of a strainer on the spout. No, still. Okay. V'mishamerish ala barza tluya v'shulasana namayim in a hole. You have a spout. Right, you have a faucet, and the salt, the sand in the water, and there's a strain to keep the sand out. In Rome, the other man in the norm of Lishtos Maimel Osinun, Mutter, New York City or something, Mutter, she attests of Yud, Al Machol Maruba, she in a robe shows from him Bechlos Sinun also. I was in Miami. I went to for your wedding, but now they told me don't drink the water there. True. I drank the water.
I
drank it too.
My brother and sister-in-law were left there drinking it.
They drink it too? Yeah. But you heard, why can't you drink the water?
What's wrong with
it? Oh, you're very, you drink the water, come out. I drank the water. But Luya too, if people didn't drink the water, it would be a problem to stranding on Shabbos. Vafilu, watch this now. Shvaniskabes harbe chol, b'mishameres. What does that mean? That means you have a strainer, and it's straining out the sand, and now after a while, it's more sand. A lot of sand is piled up into this strainer. Near the butter. Why? Afal gav, the kshaboyin ha-mayim ha-mishameres, kfo yesh sham chol meruba. Yikomakom. Kevin sham-mayim ha-niklochem ha-yadei ha-odem, p'sich ha-sabar, he opens the spigot, the faucet. Hey, mayim slulim. Afal gav, sh'achakach he mis'arvim ha-machol, v'chosim ha-mistaninin. What does he say? The water comes down, it's mixed into all the sand, and then sand gets strained out when it comes to the filter on the opening of the faucet. Yeah. Ein ze malechas borer. Where's it come from? Ah, Mishnah! Kidit nan, kuflam et testament base. Nost in mayim mishameres at tluya, mer of Shabbos, leshi, yachsu ha-shmarim, tzlulim. Afa gav da mayim is arvim ha-shmarim. That's the primer gonim's kasha. Because of him is tanin, the primer gonim couldn't believe it. He wanted to change the case. He says, no, it's okay. Why? Still don't understand. Came with the nos and slulim less than bo as the Mishnah Berurah Lamed Gimel Shem Alavush. Why? Still don't understand why. Efshe she'ein achol misarv klal ma'mayim el achol nichbash ovi b'mkom ovein misarv. It's a different bar. All the sand doesn't mix it with the water. It just sort of the wall. It goes through it somehow. I don't understand. It goes through it. It's also a mixture. I don't understand those last words mean, but that's what he's saying over here. The Kitzah Nimritz, this Mishnah, which the Chazon Ish relies upon, is hard for us to understand. Hard to understand what's this all about? Why? I don't know. But Kitzer, I'm just showing you what it says in the Mishnah, the Halacha L'Maaseh. Oh, well, let's go back now since we're here in the Sefer, and hopefully we didn't lose him. Baruch Hashem, he's still here. Let's see what's going on over here. Rabosai, take a look. Watch. Let's go slow. Look carefully. Let's start with the Mishnah Berurah, which we were at before. Sivkot Nudvav. The question we asked. Afal pi shayinei zei yor yayin gam mitoch ha-shmarim en ha-choshiv geborah kol zman she'en itzotus maschil alei ben ha-shmarim kimo shen izborah. Rambam says, Okay? Fine. So he writes over here as follows. Watch. Question. As a matter of Metzius, this is not true. There is in fact, Yayin, Yored, Mitoch, HaShemarim. That's a fact. Even before the Nitzos, it's a fact. So what's the Heter? Let's take a look and see in the bottom what's the trap. Af al pisha also yayin nivra mimokam atarovus mamish. Right, there is wine coming through. Mikomakom. That's the chazer again. Hetzer afiluk shayayin yorvit gam mitoch hashmarim b'shoshem mitmate esachom esolsim yayin milamala. Who said so? Mr. Bruin and Vov. Let's read it again. Af al pisha yedeza yorvit yayin gam mitoch hashmarim and the choshem kuborer. Why not? Why don't you take good wine out of bad dregs? We look at the bigger picture. The bigger picture is, I'm just taking some of the top wine and pouring it out into my cup. Some of the bottom wine is coming from the dregs. That's not my main point. So what? Adach HaZanish said, the pshat is, whatever. It's a very difficult to understand. What does it mean? Habosai, but this is very important. This is an it's like this. Kevin she'osik be'otsoas hayayim alamala. Vayayin niver me'ashmarim me'ela. Gam ein kavanosuk le'zeh klal. Rabbi Osi, it doesn't matter. Watch the case. There's shmarim in the bottom. There's plenty of wine on top, a little bit. I pour, all I care about is getting the top wine into my cup. The fact that the bottom wine comes out of the shmarim, it's low more. I couldn't care less about that. Look at the great comparison he gives. He gives a comparison to an ofen, a mishnah, Rabbi Osi. An ofen, a mishnah. Look over here. On that kuf mem of an aleph, it's right in front of you. I will nos in the toch hakvara. What does that mean? Nos the kashine bekvara. Afal pishim and mele nofel gam papsolos derech hanakovim. That's Reb Chaim Kanievsky said the same exact thing. It's quoted in the Lachon Shulchan Aruch too. In Sivches. What is it, Sivches? He says, I will nos in the kvara. Afal pishim nofel apsolos derech hanakvara. The Metzias there too. The same as the Metzias in our case, the Metzias in that case. Now that's very good. The Mailer, I've also been understand very well. Watch this. We spoke about it a few minutes ago. Watch. Let's take a look. We have the Shulchan Aruch of Osai that we just saw a minute ago in Siv Tezayin. Okay, what does it say over here on top? Chubas Arush. Who are then shemuta l'shtosim afilai de misnenes, shudatam shekusam befnim, eina melocha klal. What does that mean? I can take water and put a strainer on my mouth and drink it. That's hard to do that. Why? What do we call that? Ein shayach shem breira el shabora lifnei achila hakach ochel. Avok shemiyad em breira sadorak varnechal. The second I it goes through the strain, it's in my mouth. V'nigmar shimusho, ein zet tsuras breira, el tsuras mais achilim, which is like brisk l'shonis. We consider it to be an act of eating, and not an act of selecting. Wow. That's what he says? Wow. That's a chiddush gadol. Kein yirali bir divrei HaShulchan Aruch shivus harosh. Tach yisoren, he bolds it. But tsuras ha-malocha. The derech ha-malocha livrosh yiyah musukon l'achila, v'chakach, stage 2 lechol. Mashenkin b'zeh sheshose ha-mashkem v'meila psolos nishar. How is it tsuras mas achila l'gamrei? That's what he says, the chiddush. Mishne brura pirish tam ha-shulchan aruch mishum, shebor b'sh'as achila, as the Ramban, the way he understood it. It's bor psolos b'sh'as achila mamish, shreoch ez al chobiyad, what then shas shtiya mut liver afila bekli? Nibi aloch es a kasha. That's not the reason of the rush. Because what? chaser b'tzura saborer k'moshka savda b'fneim. That's over here. Shin yotes sif dalit haborer. Let's take a look together. It's about the eighth or ninth wide line. But the rush b'tshuva, mashu the sphere like hamaritatz. Lo hit the shem b'mayim shem b'tolom the sun and the top pit and the map rap b'tam the mashu ma'akev b'shashtiyas absolus shlo yitkos the pit ein zem me ein melacha mutter. What's the lomar? Lo shayach shem brera the mashu ma'akev al yedei piv. Because it's your mouth. You're using your mouth after. But it's draining out. What difference? Om mit lokom stam de bishas shtia gufo ein shach borer. Oh, the virus really my tats lo shnot. It's going to be awesome. It's a special unique heter. A unique heter. That's what he says. Oh. So now I've also said we were learning the Taz before. Actually, we never got to the Taz. We only got to the Prima Gordon. Am I correct? We never saw it. But again, through links. We should get the Taz. Oh, I'm learning the tricks of Rabosai. Take a look at Rabosai, important. Tat, watch. Watch this. It's very, very important. The Taz is as follows. Listen carefully, Rabosai. Watch what's going on. The very last line. The Kevin Yesh Chashash Isa Daraisa Yesh Tahach Ma'afil B'minechad. That's the famous Taz, which against the Mishnah Berurah, against the Ramah, against the Jewish, against everybody. V'lo Yivra Afil B'minechad Afil G'dolos B'toch Tanis. I feel it, it's something I feel it before. Rak mashi rotz alechal ata. Oh, look at the last line. Shikach stam in abo biyodo, lo niach lesud acheres, lo b'derech brera. Whoa. That we said, you know, you're taking things at random. At first glance, the last line of the Taz is a raya berura, that it's mutter. Take a look at Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot, and Tezvav. On both sides. Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot, and Tezvav. Mishnah Berurah and Tezvav has something similar. Yeah, Taz Machmer Afilu Ben Echad, about eight lines up on page Kufman. Shloyiver Ela also Sharosa Dalata. Oh. Sheyikach stam min habo biyodo lanim sudacheres lo derech brera rabosai. So the Taz is not just the Taz, it's actually quoted the halacha in the Mishnah Berurah as well. So now we're only a few more minutes. Let's just get to the last thing over here. Watch this. Look what he says. Yisur ha-miyun. Miyun is classification. Eino dafki shalokeach kodem rak yimin echad v'chakach yimin acher. El afilu kshalokeach mikol abo liyodo. V'chakach shubo biyodo besadu v'mkomo. Gam ez ha-osu v'chayuv. Against the Taz. No. It wasn't the Taz matter. Osu v'chayuv against the Taz? That's what it sounds like. Why? I'll tell you why. It comes from the Taz, believe it or not. Kane Poshet, oh, Rabbi Poshet again. The Masha Mosim et Tarovas, Yeh Masha Yeh, Nivra V'nitkan, the Kavanos L'Zesh, Yeh Mavura Mukhana Nech Mukomo. Chuma Sadeshen. What does he say? Pech Mishnei Aminin, B'yachad Mechad Tarovas. If Kol Abol Yadol is going to work, why aren't you be Mekel? I thought that's exactly what he said. Ain't no mishum open bold. Dochein zu kavodah hachumus adash. Shikach beyaz aminim bekol abol yodom. No. As shikach mishne aminim hashoson lesura acheret. And the Mishnah Berurah too. He says like this. He quotes the Taz min echad. Even when I'm passing away. Then he says, min astam yodom. Lo niach lesura acheret. Ve'i lo keach mikol abol yodom. Ainim abor klal. Yigam mikol abol yodom. V'yemayin eila shirot to the chud. U'muchrach mizeh de'af al pi shalokeh mikol abol yodom ein zamatir Ela rak shekavanazu lechalukas ataroks. If you want to be mechal the taroves for the next meal, that's mutter. But to put it away in the drawer, that is awesome. That to me is a chiddush. The Mekilah will say exactly what he says is impossible to say. They'll say exactly that. In a chanami. That's what the Mekilah. There are many Mekilah in this chat. We spoke about it before. Oh. Now, just to finish up here. Rabosai. We spoke about peanuts. Peanuts, Rabosai. Peanuts in America today, we suggested they're more sold. How should I say it? The amount of peanuts that you buy in a peanut and you take the shell off and eat it right away is less than 50% of the peanuts in America. Does everybody agree to that? Go on the internet and find out. I asked you that before. No one went on. What percentage of peanuts you crack it and eat it right away? In the circus, no? Peanuts, Cracker Jacks, something. They sell Super Bowl, they sell peanuts? I don't know, I wasn't there. Nothing else came out except seeing peanuts. But that's a minority. So the question is, what's it in? Watch this. He's matter. Well, if he's, Shvis HaShava says, B'mkom shederach l'mkorah goes and b'adam k'lufim, yevizem shem dash. Tirits came in the row of pomim, mekalf and b'shas achila and the dash. Well, if he's there, but mokam sharov and mekram kufim, kibedumane shekenu ba America. He said dash b'kilufim. He wants an aster peeling peanut, cracking the peanuts on Shabbos. But you heard from Rav Nissen Karelitz, no. Afilu im noma the row of mekram kufim, which is true in America, I believe. Ain zed derech dash. Kevin sheyesh sibos lekalef b'shas achila. Kevin sheyosu tarikach, it's fresher. V'gam yosu kibudu lagish b'chli. Oh, well, b'kubedik, to give your guest a peanut with a shell. That's true? That's true today in America? It's the B'nai Brak, I still think that way. V'chein kevin sheyesh sibo lemiyut lekalef b'shas achila. Adayin amina d'chein ederech mutam umutar. And the Shevet Olevi, who's also from B'nai Brak, is machmir. You can't, peeled, cracked the peanuts in the United States of America. There are conflicting lashonis for both sides in terms of the majority, minority. I don't have time to talk to you right now. Just want to discuss one more thing today, and then we'll discuss the rest tomorrow. Remind me tomorrow about the Egg Tal to show you. But let's first discuss one more thing. The Mishnah Berurah is over here in Sivkot Mechav Dalet. Look inside, please. Chavdal. It says, the Ramo. Also, the Farag Agozim, Luzim, Agozim, the Dolim, Mitok, Klipos, and Hayeruka. Why? That's like Mitok Shibolim. But you can crack the Klipa Hakosha. Little Gama Klipa Hadaka, Shalegos Gufa. You've ever seen a peanut? It's that little round thing that you can take off. Right? That's what he says over here. Losing the bottom shinishtava that make me positive Mishnah Berurah. He regarded him says there's a question of Ogmot of Soles. Yamshul Shlomo's maker. We took it off. That's the famous Yamshul Shlomo. Okay, let's take a look over here. If you look in the Kliklov Kama Klipa Adaka Shalegos Gufa, that is Mutter. Who said so? Eliyarabba. It's like Klipas Shumim. Uvitzamen. Now, so the question is, you know what? Discretion is the better part of valor. Time is up. It's not right over here. I wanted to finish it. We're not going to finish it right now. Then tomorrow, she's back to regular time. We'll continue these important videos. I'm trying to finish Borer by Sunday or Monday. We have to, it's a little less than 3 weeks already.